So that's about it. I'm still looking for a freaking job. I will feel a whole hell of a lot better when I have a job. My boss got a job. Woohoo! I'm very happy. I saw this job listed. I'm like, I can't do that. But this is what she did every day at the newspaper. So, excuse me. Oh, what am I burping up? It's Big Fatty all of a sudden. Salisbury steak. Yes. It's like frozen. I did not make it myself. I don't know how. My mother used to make it. I need to ask her. How do you make that? I think it's simple. Once again, that's what YouTube's for. Look that shit up, Frequency. Okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, I can't do that.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3468. LBFO for right the 21th of May 2021, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, gonna tell you about my day and some voice letters. Big Fatty. Just Big Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope you're far right. Big Fatty, you're trying to say that and yawn at the same time, I know. Y'all, I hope you're far right. Is going well. Y'all, you're belchers today because y'all, you know, I told you yesterday that I went to the Sam's Club and I got some of those burnt ends. I never had them before, and y'all, I heated them up, and well, I tell you what, I'll just tell you about that when I tell you all about my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary!
Yeah, cause y'all, this weekend on Sunday, y'all, we have a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I met these two. I believe I've got this right. Met these two at a good days at the Podcasters of America dinner. And I think it was at the Wave there in the contentious resort at the Rat World. He used to see one of these two, well, both of them sometimes, over there on the Stick It With a Poke a little show. But, you know, they've unsubscribed. But used to get to kerfuffles, but you know, Big Fatty, they've moved on, unsubscribed, everything else. Y'all, I am talking about none other than Jimmy Baer and his husband Steve. Big Fatty, we love Jimmy Baer and his husband Steve. Oh yes, Big Fatty, and they suggested the Worthington to you and Dr. Stoney. They did indeed. So y'all, if you see Jimmy Baer or Steve on the 20 or the face space, wish them happy anniversarium. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all also on Sunday. Y'all, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person goes way back to the days of the LFC. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, he's old as dirt. And y'all met this person several times in person. Y'all, he stayed here at the villa on I think he may have stayed at the Fat Cave too. I can't verify that. But y'all, he is up there in the Boston, Massachusetts, with his husband, Jaime. Y'all just saw on the Twitty that the two of them got their second Fauci-ouchie. And so that's lovely. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the unsubscribe, unofficial historian of the BFO. Y'all, that's Brian in Boston. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, Big Blue. Oh, we love Big Blue and Big Fatty. Does Big Blue refer to his testicles? Well, I probably not with Jaime there. But anyway, y'all, if you see Brian in Boston on the Twitty or the Face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old, well, you know he's going to get Jaime's cakes, but a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! On a right day, it's true. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I just piddled around. Did I have supper? I did not have supper. Y'all, I opened some of that popcorn, white tender popcorn, and had a little bit of it. But that was all the supper I had. I was just still full from that giant solid at lunch and that bag of candies, that I ate the whole bag of that. Y'all, Durwood was having supper with some friends up near the big circle. And so he stopped by just for a little visit. We caught up a little bit. And he was on his way home, and it was just lovely to have him stop by. And, then I watched the news and the Jeopardy and I'll tell you what that is in a minute. It's those burnt ends is what it is. I watched the sports ball. Y'all, it got down to the ninth inning, and the Atlanta Braves were fucking it up. They were fucking it up. And so I went to bed at the start of the ninth inning, and y'all, they ended up winning in the bottom of the ninth. So I was the good luck charm of turning off the TV machine. But y'all slept very well. Didn't wake up before midnight or anything. Woke up just in time, well, a little bit after 7, so had my coffee with Miss Gail King and did my Sudoku, read the paper, and then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was pleasant. The sun was hot, but the humidity was not suffocating. Although that's coming this weekend, y'all, they say we're going to be in the 90s. Farewell to spring. Yes, be ready. Got up and did all that, came back, got my share. And, y'all, then I was off again. What I did was I went to the credit union I had to have some sort of, form, filled out for a direct deposit. And, y'all, I ended up getting the wrong thing. So I got to go back, later today on for right day and get the proper thing. After that, I went up to the Lowell's. Cause y'all, I thought I'd try to replace the burners, the burner cover thingy, for my grill. And y'all, I think I'm just going to have to roll it out to the curb and get me a new one. I just think it's inevitable. They didn't have what I was looking for. And y'all, yes, McFaddy, we get it. You're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. So did that and came back home. And y'all, I decided I was kind of hungry. So I heated up those, the 2 pound package of the burnt ends, and y'all, I sat and ate, about a pound of it, and y'all, I knew when I started, that I was gonna, be miserable, and y'all, sure enough, I am not just miserable, I am miserable and gassy. Yes, Freddy, that's gonna be on your tombstone. Miserable and gassy. Big Freddy, that was also one of my favorite vaudevillian comedy teams. Y'all, and then I can't remember what else I've been doing, so I must not have been doing anything. Y'all, believe it or not, Big Freddy, you just lead such a life of excitement. Y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Is this thing on? Oh, I had nuts in my mouth. Peanuts. Hey, Big Daddy, it's Tim from Tastes Like Burning. I was just calling to, I guess, give you a Fauci Ouchie update. I heard you were doing that on your show. Are you still doing that? I'm a little behind. I'm always a little behind.
It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with your stories of being vaccinated, perhaps your first shot, or maybe you just got your second shot. Let us know how it's going, if maybe you're a little achy or you felt nothing at all. Maybe you're excited about doing some things, going out to eat, or going on a special cruise of a lifetime, or maybe even, like the BFO, pulling out your Grindr app and turning on... Turning up the special Chaya, listening for that bloop, bloop, because now you've got some kind of level of safety. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, everybody. Tell us about how it's going with your shots.
Dig, I see y'all. That, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. Y'all, by the way, I believe Digger is out in the San Francisco. Y'all, he sent some pictures. He sent some pictures on the 20. So y'all is probably heading. It seems like he was down visiting the old gal for her Medicare birthday. But maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, Digger, thank you so much. And Tim, give us your report.
So James and I both got both shots. We are got our Moderna shots, and the first one, not so bad. I didn't even have a bruise. I didn't have a sore arm on the first one. James had soreness and a little grogginess. And then, of course, a month later, we both got our second shots. And that was about 2 weeks ago for me and about 3 weeks ago for him. The second shot really knocked him out. He had to take a couple days off of work. He felt fluish, kind of really tired and sore and not nauseous or anything like that, but that knocked him out for a good couple of days. And then I had a similar experience, but less so, when I got my second shot. I was out for a good day, and it came really fast and quick. Like, that whole day I was fine. That evening just knocked me on my ass, and then was kind of fevery and achy all night, And then the next morning was pretty much back to normal. So yeah, all in all, well, I think it was worth it. Obviously, I think the discomfort and all that is worth it if it means that we are safe from hospitalization or anything serious. So I'm sure as you are telling everyone, I would mirror your sentiment that everyone should go get whichever version of the vaccine they can. So anyway, I just thought I'd give you an update on us. Love you very much. Enjoy the show as always, and stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you later. Have a good day. Bye.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is Tim of Taste Like Burning, of Tim and James, James and Tim. And Tim, thank you so much for the call and the update. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, I saw on the Twitty that they recorded a new episode just a day ago or so. But so be on the lookout for that. Maybe this weekend. Big Fatty, now you've put the pressure on. Well, that's life in the fast lane. That's life of an international internet. Big Fatty, you can't even remember what the hell it is. I can't. Poor Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Frequency calling from the Gay Wasteland. This message is just for you.
Dick, I see y'all. Y'all, that, of course, is Frequency. And y'all, a clear example, I do not pre-screen the little calls for the little show because I didn't realize that that one was y'all Big Fatty kind of harking back to the days of Miss Bacon calling in and saying, "Oh, don't play the rest of this on the show." We hadn't had one of those from Miss Bacon in a while. No, Big Fatty, she's just putting it all out there. But anyway, Frequency, thank you so much for the call. And y'all, I don't think I'm breaking a confidence or anything here. I just think he didn't want to express it. But y'all, he lost his kitty cat a few weeks ago, Voodoo, and he was just thanking me for mentioning Voodoo on the little show. So absolutely. Now, y'all, I've got a couple of more voice letters here, but I think they're too long to fit in before the end of the little show. But y'all, there's a letter, an e-letter that I've gotten a while back, and y'all, I just keep forgetting to mention it, and now I'm gonna have to find it. Oh, here it is, right here, y'all. It is from. Y'all, it's loading, and it's taking its time because it's coming from Switzerland. It's coming from Switzerland, I tell you, and it's not opening. So, y'all, why won't that open? Big Fatty, we don't know. Oh, here it is. It says, "Hey, Big Fatty, this is Jan something from Heidi from." From Switzerland. I heard you read my name on your little show because I requested to follow you on the 20. Did I read this already? I may have. I love your daily show, and I would love to follow you on the 20, although I doubt that I will understand any of your posts with the ruined words. But one can always try. Thanks and take care. Jan, y'all, and it's I think it's Yanni. It's spelled Jan. Yanni, thank you so much. I heard Yanni was... Oh, dear, Gassi. I heard that he listened to several other little shows. And, y'all, I was jealous. That Yanni wasn't listening to me. Big Fatty, maybe it's time for Lurker Week. Well, wouldn't that be lovely, y'all? Why not? Y'all, let's just say it right now. Next week is Lurker Week. And y'all, if you are a long-time or a short-time listener, maybe hadn't contacted Big Fatty by e-letter or voice letter, y'all do it next week. Just kind of de-lurk just a little bit so Big Fatty knows you're out there. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Frequency. And Frequency, are you a lurker?
Big Fatty, I can't do that.
Oh, no, you're not a lurker. You just called. Of course you're not a lurker. You know.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.